It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Pedick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Pedick.
And we're joined on the Farm Show today by Jalen Pedick of Farm Word Cooperative. Jalen, thanks for joining the Farm Show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I know we've got some pretty big issues that are going to be impacting the markets, of course. Response to the tariffs that China has put on various U.S. goods. And then you've also got the weather with fresh snow here in Minnesota. And also it sounds like some more is coming this weekend. So I'm sure a lot of things are having a pretty big impact on the markets here this week.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. The markets these last few days, you know, post USDA report, have been about as wild as the weather we've been having here in Minnesota. You know, all over the board, and you know, you're not quite sure what to expect next. But it seems at least today, you know, they've started to calm down a little bit. The big news as of late, obviously, the first thing you had was last week with your USDA report. Surprise on acreage made the markets really jump after that, you know, very welcomed by producers, getting right back to at least to the old highs or making new highs on both corn and beans. And then you have, you know, right after that, we come around to a new trading week here, you know, see what'll happen after the Easter break and following the USDA report. And then we get the news out of China that soybeans and corn and ethanol and other things are listed on their future tariff list, which then sent the markets crashing yesterday. You know, overnight, people woke up to beans down 40 or 50. Obviously not a welcome sight there. And then today you got them turning right back around and back in double digits green again. So it's been a seesaw back and forth. But I think the feeling after we sorted it out yesterday morning is that the trade feels a little relieved with the tariff deal out of China, that it potentially will be relieved, you know, just with the language that's coming, you know, out of the Trump camp and out of the leaders in China there. Both sides want to get something done. You know, it's a bargaining deal there. I don't think, you know, obviously for the U.S. producers, it's not the best thing that could have happened. But for China as well, you know, I think they probably have the most to lose here. You put a 25% tariff on U.S. beans, you know, and they go to Brazil. It would be about the only spot they could get their beans from then. Brazil's bean prices are going to go up by the exact same amount that our tariff would be. And all in all, it just becomes billions of dollars of loss for the Chinese, because the fact of the matter is they consume over 70% of the world's beans, and there's just not enough to go around without the U.S. in the picture. So they'll have to swoop in and buy them somewhere. So, you know, the thought from the trade is that it'll be relieved. It's just, you know, how long do we have to wait? You know, they're talking the end of May is kind of the target. So that is, you know, a good 2 months out. If something's not done by that time, I could see it getting a little edgy again. But we'll see. You know, it looks fine as of now. You know, it maybe does give an opportunity, like on a day like yesterday. You know, the fact of the matter, too, is that the funds in the bean market are near record long. Historically, they don't hold a huge overly long position or overly short for an extended period of time. You know, they'll run it up. Markets tend to change, and then they take their profits and get back down to a more even, manageable position. This is really just an opportunity for them to do that, you know, get back to a more manageable, slightly long or even position, take their profits. And for the U.S. farmer, you know, you come into a weather market then, and you have that many more buyers ready to throw money into the market. So, you know, I guess if I had to choose, I would rather have, you know, the funds taking some profits, selling some contracts now, rather than in June, July, late May during the middle of a weather rally. So speaking of weather, you know, that's your other thing. The trade's definitely watching that 10 to 14 day forecast for corn and soybean planting, wheat planting, spring wheat planting. you know, it's you can look out your window and see that it's obviously going to be delayed here. And it's about the same throughout most of the Midwest, whether, you know, if they have snow or not. You know, there's snow down in Illinois, Iowa, Dakotas. Even if they don't have snow in areas further to the south, it's definitely cooler than normal. It's going to take a while for the ground to warm up. You know, people in Illinois are usually planting corn by now. Southern Iowa, definitely thinking about it as well. So, you know, you start extending this for a couple more weeks and it starts to become a bigger and bigger issue as the days go by. The other weather story would be wheat country, still dry, you know, that winter wheat coming out of dormancy, and they're going to need some rain here. Not really seeing any in the forecast right now. And remember, the wheat funds are short, quite a bit short. So you keep the rain out of the forecast and a little weather story developing there. You have some buyers in that market as well. You know, from a technical standpoint, May corn, you know, support's going to be about 372. That was the low from yesterday. Your big resistance point on the old crop May corn is 395. If you can get up there and break that, the next target is about 403 to 405. And remember, you know, I've seen these numbers on multiple recommendation sheets from privates or traders coming out. So a lot of the trade has the same targets or numbers in mind. Remember that, you know, maybe don't set yourself right at the 405 or the 395 or whatever. You know, and that correlates straight with December corn as well. If we get up to 395 on May, you're going to be right up at that 417, which was last year's high on the new crop. So that's obviously a resistance point on both. And then if we get up to 403, 405 area on May, you're talking the December 2018 contract high of 429.5. Definitely going to be some selling in the market there. So remember those numbers. We do have a USDA report next Tuesday. That's your monthly WASD report. So, you know, you could see some movement there as well.
Excellent. Jalen, anything else that bears monitoring before we wrap up here for today?
Yeah, you know, I think it the big thing out of next week's report is going to be what they do with Argentina production. You know, those will be your big numbers. Exports always have a say. There's definitely a chance they trim down bean exports, which bears a little negative to the balance sheets there. But I think your number one thing is where does Argentina production come out at? You know, they'll trade that to about noon. And then you go look at weather again, you know, watch the weather forecast. If there's a big change, be aware that the funds are long and there is some risk. If there is no change and it stays cooler, it's getting to be a point where it does make a big difference. So,
excellent. Well, thanks for joining the Farm Show here today. We'll see how the markets hold up here over the next week or so, and we'll talk about it once again with you next week.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.